This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front line, Formation War, it's Alex Jones.
Watch me! Watch me!
We are live and we are into the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm joined by Milo Yiannopoulos, who will be taking over the reins after this segment. But I wanted to get his take on Black Panther and the new Clint Eastwood movie, which is not getting as much praise, let's just say. It is, of course, a movie about the attempted terrorist attack in Paris a couple of years ago, where the heroes who actually stopped the attack portray themselves in the film, including one guy who's African-American. So you've got an actual black hero who stopped a terrorist, stopped a massacre, getting absolutely no attention in comparison to the guy wearing a leotard in Black Panther. Milo, we've got Wakanda, which is basically an alt-right paradise, right? It's this.
It totally is. I must.
And people aren't getting their expectations met when they go to see this film, I imagine, right?
Well, of course, I went to it with the precise expectation of seeing black men in spandex, and I was not disappointed. Obviously, I'm never going to criticize a film with lots of sexy half-naked black men, but what was amazing about it was that the analysis that came from Breitbart, came from you, came from a writer at my own site, was precisely correct. The analysis of Black Panther was that Wakanda, which, you know, set aside the silliness of Africa having this, you know, glorious, glittering superpower presence were it only for the absence of colonialism. Yeah, it's funny. But set aside that and look at the political dimensions of this country. Well, it's very clear, it's very obvious. This is a nationalist, protectionist, isolationist country with a leader who speaks not entirely unlike Donald Trump. And much more obvious and much more persuasive than that is that Michael B. Jordan, villain, is a social justice warrior. He wants to rain down hellfire on quote-unquote the oppressor, on white people. It's very, very clear what the messaging is, and I don't think you need to look too deeply or too hard to see it. It's all there for you. This was confounding and confusing to me watching it, and I'd gone expecting to sort of enjoy it at a superficial, trivial level, you know, predictably, but have to sit through and grit my teeth, you know, through the social justice nonsense. But you know what? Actually, the message was completely confounding and the opposite of what we all expected. And the media, of course, is very, very upset that we have all noticed this, confused about our analysis, and is posting lots of pieces about how InfoWars, Breitbart, and Milo. You see all those stories about how, you know, Breitbart liked Black Panther. This is not okay. There were stories of MSN, SF is the rap, all these, I think there were about 50 stories all told with all of the aggregators and all the rest of it. About 50 stories about the fact that iPod published a positive review of Black Panther. They so wanted us to be racist.
Well, I mean, Milo, they expected it to be a gimme, that we would all hate it, we would all be triggered by it, and it would be an easy win for them, but quite the opposite happened. But we did have this article I wanted to mention here out of The Root, where they're literally calling, based off a scene in the movie from what they say, for black people to literally start barking at white people.
It's my favorite thing.
White people who speak out of turn.
So there's, I don't know if it was barking.
It's a parody. It doesn't look like a parody.
It's in the movie. So if you haven't seen the movie yet, I'm not spoiling any plot points by telling you that when the sort of heroes in exile go to find a tribe who was previously cast aside or whatever, they go and they're searching for allies to sort of build up their base before they launch an assault back on Wakanda. And when they find these guys up north, they happen to have a sort of typical movie white guy who's a bumbling, awkward, terrified idiot, which is, of course, how we are portrayed in advertising and in the movies on TV these days. And he tries to pipe up, and they do actually bark at him. It's something between, well, I went to YouTube and I listened
They describe it as maybe like an ape-like grunt.
Well, I went onto YouTube and listened to various animal sounds to try to pin down exactly what animal it is. And I'm still searching, so maybe in one of the breaks I'll keep trying and I'll see if I can work out what it is. But yes, I mean, it's sort of, I wonder whether this is one of those things where they're kind of like, we're going to put this in the movie to dare you to be racist about it. You know, so we're going to hand this to the lowest comment because they think we actually are that racist. We think, you know, they're the ones who are making the comparisons between, you know, jungle beasts and people of a particular skin color. And they think we're the bad guys and we're going to take the bait. Well, we didn't. And, you know, instead, we're focusing our attention, as you have been, on brilliant storytelling from conservative movie makers like Clint Eastwood, who is actually practicing what the rest of us preach and going out there and making movies that reflect our values. And when they make a good movie and it happens to have black people in it, we'll say great.
Okay, Milo is going to take over the reins in the next segment. I've been Paul Joseph Watson, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away, Milo will be back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Alex Jones Show. My name is Milo, and I am standing in for Alex for the next 2 hours. Coming up on the show, we have Laura Loomer, the intrepid reporter who is down there in Florida, figuring out what's happening and working out what the media is trying to do with a what we are obliged to call a senseless tragedy, but which is in fact, of course, the actions of a nutcase, as we know, would not have been prevented or ameliorated by more gun control laws. But Laura's going to talk to us about what the politicians, and in particular, what CNN is up to down there. Also coming up on the show, we have Phil Labonte, who is a rock metal icon. He's the lead singer of All That Remains. He has been called an apologist for the murder of children because he came out in support of the Second Amendment despite the emotional arguments from the media, everywhere in the media, following the horrible events in Florida. Something of a somber tone in the streets of Florida. I live in Miami, in fact, not very far from where this happened. And it has been a miserable time to be out in South Florida, sort of unusually somber tone on the streets, even of Miami. So, what's going on down there? Well, before we get into Florida, I have some news related to, well, myself. And that is Simon & Schuster lawsuit, which today I've announced that I am letting go. Some of you will remember, Alex is kind enough to bring it up when I'm on the show from time to time, that my book, Dangerous, which is a New York Times bestseller and sold, it was a New York Times bestseller for 5 weeks, sold hundreds of thousands of copies, made a lot of money, was dropped by Simon & Schuster. I believe that they picked up the book having no intention of publishing it ever, and probably planning to force me to quit because, you know, that mocked-up manuscript that hit the internet, you saw all those edits that they tried to embarrass me with. Well, there was a reason they did all that. Anyway, today we've announced that we've dropped the lawsuit. Why? Because the book did so well. And this is the good news story about all of it. When you sue somebody for damages, you have to establish that they cost you some money, or maybe that they cost you some, they did you some reputational damage. But my book sold so well because people are so extraordinarily frustrated with the excesses of the progressive left on college campuses, in the media, in the entertainment industry, and so fascinated by my story that we realized it was going to be a hard slog establishing damages. As anyone who's been through a lawsuit knows, getting a damages expert in can cost $500,000 upwards. So instead, we've decided to spend the money and spend the time focusing on releasing new books by freedom lovers, libertarians, conservatives, anyone who cannot get a fair hearing from the traditional liberal journalists and media establishment in New York. Simon & Schuster, the public, I have a statement that I've given to the press today, so you can go find it. Pretty much everyone's reporting on it. Of course, they're all crowing about me dropping the lawsuit, failing to understand that what I have established with this lawsuit, which Alex does on the air every day on his show, and I'm attempting to do in live events and in publishing, is that we don't need them anymore. We don't need the progressive media anymore. We don't need the big liberal behemoths to get our message out. And not just in small ways, not petty fringe acts of resistance. We don't need them anymore to become New York Times bestsellers. We don't need them anymore to have massive shows listened to by millions of people. And Simon & Schuster has demonstrated that when you behave badly and you treat not just authors but their readers like pieces of you-know-what, the conservatives and libertarians and freedom lovers everywhere can just go out and do it on their own. Alex has done it. I've done it. And we both encourage you to do the same thing. So I'm going to be focusing on Dangerous Books, which is my new book imprint. And it's all very good news. Another bit of news related to me, and then we can get on to the actual news, because people do like me to give them a little update, a little Milo update. Phoenix, I have a show in Phoenix, and here's what Antifa has been up to in Phoenix. The promoter for the Phoenix tour, I'm reading from notes that I just got sent by my booking agent. The promoter from Phoenix made the mistake of putting his logo on a poster for my speech, which is due on Friday. Intimidating men then rang his home doorbell and started threatening his girlfriend. His girlfriend is now terrified. They phoned every venue that he has ever worked with in the past or works with currently. And Antifa has been tweeting him every 10 minutes, all day, every day, with threats of physical violence and death threats against him and anybody that comes to his shows, with the result that one venue's already cancelled their relationship with him. Antifa has threatened to take this guy's livelihood away for the crime of hosting me. Well, the show, I am sure, will go on. We're working it out right now. Now, on to the news. And Florida, well, what were the reasons for this shooting? What moved a young guy to open fire and kill 17 people? We may never know what's in this guy's head, but we can make some observations, I think, about the prevailing culture. I think we can make some observations about what's been happening to America in the last couple of decades, which might be leading young boys to act out. Now, the first thing to say about Florida, South Florida, and in particular Broward County, where this happened, is that they had a new initiative aimed at school safety, but rooted in social justice, that was instituted a little while ago, August of 2017. They brought in a new initiative. It was called the Broward County Solution. And the Broward County Solution was designed, get this, to reduce the statistical disparity between black and Hispanic arrests versus white and Asian arrests. And of course, this young guy, whose name contained Jesus and Cruz, this Nicholas with a K, would have fallen under the Hispanic definition of this new policy from Broward County schools. A Denver organization called Padres e Jóvenes Unidas successfully advocated for a program like Broward's to achieve racial and educational equity in Denver schools. This policy designed to, in other words, turn a blind eye to minor infractions from students of color, students from so-called marginalized communities, and to punish more harshly the wrongdoing of white students and Asian students because there's a disparity in the statistics. It never occurred to anybody that it might be a good idea to fix the reason that there is a disparity in the crimes committed. No, this was a superficial fix, which is exactly what social justice does. It's exactly what social justice is. Entirely predictable that they would treat the symptoms and leave the disease leave the disease rotting and festering. That's what I was going for. Cruz, of course, had been suspended from Stoneman Douglas High, not just for fighting, but for being caught with bullets. Now, to say nothing of the FBI's utter incompetence, and we're going to speak to Laura Loomer in the second hour that I'm on today about whether there's any incentive that the FBI might conceivably have for not pulling these people in and for allowing these crimes kind of tacitly to happen. Aside from the FBI's incompetence, if Broward County did not have this policy, is it conceivable that this young guy Cruz might have been removed from schools and might have been removed from the community sooner? Fighting, no big deal. But the guy was carrying around bullets. Let's not put him in juvie. Let's let him go because he's got the name Jesus and Cruz. Of course, this is not the first time it happened in Miami. I'm talking about Trayvon Martin. It seems to me that if we stop holding boys to female behavior standards, stop feminizing our playgrounds, stop throwing them all on antidepressant drugs. Dylan Roof, of course, being the best example of a young boy thrown on drugs, maybe we wouldn't have these outbursts of so-called toxic masculinity. Masculinity is not toxic, but it can become dangerous if it is suppressed and abused by an increasingly feminized educational establishment. Masculinity is great. It's what got us to the stars. It's what built the internet, that testosterone-fueled desire to make women happy and to impress fellow men. But it can go bad when it's suppressed. And you gotta bear in mind, I think every one of these school shooters, these young white school shooters, was on antidepressant drugs, for which we don't necessarily have a clear idea of the consequences. After the break, we're going to talk about a change in American culture away from so-called bourgeois culture. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show. Marley in office, standing in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. I'm Marlene Offers, filling in for Alex Jones. I'm in my CPAC outfit, by the way. It's CPAC this week. I'll be headlining a party with Mike Cernovich, Stefan Molyneux, a couple of other people in Washington, D.C. I'm dressed in my young Republican loser outfit today for you. Little bow tie. It's wonderful. And we're talking about what happened in Florida. And I'll take a moment before we move back onto that serious subject, by the way, to thank the producers for this lovely pink and purple washed background. I think they're heckling me. Yes, it is InfoWars, the Alex Jones show, but slightly gayer than you know it. Now, what happened in Florida was the result of a broken and damaged young man. But these things don't happen in isolation. And if it's true that they're happening with increasing frequency and regularity, if Dylan Roof and Mr. Cruz are just the first in a new wave of this, it bears examination. It's worth us considering why it might be. And it's worth us considering whether there's anything over the last 30 years that might have left boys in such a terrible state. Now, the left is going to tell you that toxic masculinity is in large part responsible for the acts of people like Dylan Roof and young Mr. Cruz. They're going to tell you that runaway male characteristics, violence, the instinct to cause death, to spread suffering, to inflict oneself on others, are responsible for this outburst. And they're going to tell you that the ready availability of guns is enabling that. But for quite some time, a brand of dissident feminist scholars has been suggesting that what we have is not too much masculinity, but in fact too little. In culture, men are regularly perceived as idiots, as dunderheads, blundering buffoons. Chris Pratt's character in Parks and Recreation isn't just an amusing new way of looking at a weak man in relationships with strong women, but was in fact something of a herald for the way that culture was going to consider and treat men since. And this has been going on since before the beginning of Parks and Recreation. Now, scholars like Helen Smith and Christina Hoff Sommers have published books on the subject. Men on Strike by Helen Smith and The War Against Boys by Christina Hoff Sommers. Both deal with the question of boys' natural boisterousness and energy. Huge, hugely excessive energy levels. We all remember being there. Being not just tempered, but suffocated by an increasingly feminized society, and in particular, increasingly feminized education. And one of the results of that, of course, one of the results of constantly judging boys by the standards, usually, yes, there he is. There's Chris Pratt. Actually, by the way, Chris, I don't want to say anything too mean about Chris Pratt, because I have a reasonably strong suspicion that he's one of the only proper freedom-loving, gun-toting Republicans in Hollywood. I just wish he would say so. I'm pretty sure he voted for Trump. What they'll tell you is that an excess of boyness, of masculinity, of dudeness, an outbreak of manhood is responsible for this violence. But actually, it's manhood being suppressed and suffocated and then exploding out in unexpected and devastating ways, according to a new breed of dissident feminists, and according to me. What they say is that men are being treated by, are being judged by female behavior standards. And when they don't meet them, they're either being punished or they're being drugged. Now, most people know about the Adderall crisis. I wrote a column in 2015, as long ago as that, for Breitbart saying to stop mass killers, we have to stop drugging our young boys. A dependence on prescription drugs to control the behavior of young boys so that they don't get out of hand, so they're not loud in class, so they don't have fist fights in the playground. All the stuff that boys need to do when they're growing, when they're getting the energy out of their systems. All of this is tampered down by an extraordinary explosion in the prescription drug. Well, it's an epidemic. Even Esquire magazine recognized it quite some time ago. Of drugs like Adderall being given to young boys to control their behavior. Because healthy behavior norms for young boys have become stigmatized by wider culture and have become anathema to the invariably female elementary and high school teachers who would much rather teach the well-put-together, well-behaved, quiet young women and don't want to have to deal with the much more messy, complex, and difficult business of raising boys. So what do? They put them on drugs. Sandy Hook shooter Adam Lanza, Lexapro and Celexa. Redheaded Aurora killer James Holmes, clonazepam and sertraline. Virginia Tech mass murderer Seung Hui Cho, Prozac. Charles Whitman, the Texas Tower sniper, Dexedrine. Columbine executioners Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, Zoloft and Luvox. Those are the names of the most famous killers, or at least some of them, in recent years, and they were all on these drugs. Dylan Roof was too, and so it turns out was young Mr. Cruz, was young Nicholas Cruz. Millions of American men are prescribed powerful drugs after being diagnosed with a condition that is practically unknown outside of America, ADHD, ADD, which in healthier cultures, in more normal cultures, would simply be male boisterousness. But in America, being a man has become pathologized. Being a man has become something to apologize for and take medication for. With this, I'm sorry to say, inevitable and tragic result. Now, there's a wider question here, and it's a question of culture, which I want to talk about briefly. There's a piece in Philly.com, which I found absolutely fascinating. It's so interesting, and I urge you to go read the whole thing. What the writer in Philly.com says is that this is a part, if you take the 30,000 foot view, if you zoom out, this is part of a wider cultural context in which boys and the role of manhood in general is being written out of society, and behavior codes that would traditionally have been adhered to by the bourgeoisie, by the middle classes, are being stigmatized in favor of free love. Now, free love, the sexual revolution, was a project of communism because, and singularly and especially, the reason they wanted everybody having sex with everybody is because it breaks down the most powerful engine of Western democratic capitalism, which is the nuclear family. And this piece at Philly.com, which is really great, says that there have always been rebels, but even the deviants back in the day disavowed or openly disparaged the prevailing expectations. But the cultural script began to break down in the late 1950s. Adults with influence over the culture, for a variety of reasons, abandoned their role as advocates for respectability, civility, and adult values, because all cultures are not equal. And the culture that we like to think obtained in the good old days, in the 1950s, didn't produce these killers. It didn't produce these troubled young men. And it all boils down, in many of the cases of the kids that I read who were on these drugs, equally to fatherlessness too. Absent fathers. These white families represent, if you don't mind me saying so, if it's not too rude, more like a ghetto family in the fatherlessness and absent parenting. And that's one clue as to how this stuff is happening. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Alex Jones Show.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Welcome back. I am Milo, standing in for Alex Jones in this slightly gayer edition of InfoWars and the Alex Jones Show. I'll be joined shortly by the most handsome man in music, at least I think so, that anyone following his Instagram account, ladies out there with a fondness for metal and rock, go check out his Instagram. We'll come to him in a second. Now, one of the most amusing aspects of, well, it's sad too, but it is also funny. One of the most amusing aspects of the aftermath of any of these kinds of events is watching liberal celebrities and politicians clamor to virtue signal in public while proposing solutions that would do nothing to prevent this stuff in future and would only infringe on people's freedoms. Gun supporters really believe, Second Amendment advocates honestly believe, that their guns are there to protect them against tyranny and against assailants and criminals and whatnot, and you're not going to persuade them with entreaties to the heart, because their entreaty comes from the heart too. It's about protecting their families. It's about protecting their civil liberties. So you're just fighting your emotions with theirs. It's not going to get you anywhere. But one of the most amusing new things, which I have not seen before, I've never seen this happen before, is the metal community and music in general, which typically appeals to men, heterosexual, masculine, hyper-masculine, white men in many cases, this kind of music starting to buckle under pressure. And in particular, singers, maybe there's something about singers, maybe they're upset they don't get to bash the drums or something. Something about singers, there seems to be a little outbreak in metal and in rock of singers who traditionally would have had much more sensible opinions about things like free speech and the Second Amendment, coming out in support of gun control. Now, joining me is Phil Labonte from All That Remains, a band that I know that many InfoWars listeners, many Alex Jones fans are going to be huge, huge devotees to. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for being on camera too. You can see there's rippling muscles under the look at those traps. My goodness. Now, if you find it, Phil That Remains on Instagram. If I were into white guys, my goodness. Now, you are a supporter of the Second Amendment. You are a supporter of many of the same values as the sort of populist, patriotic, freedom-loving America movement. You know, the people who voted for Donald Trump and all the rest of it. Now, you are not one of the singers, one of the members of the metal community who is advocating for gun control in light of this event. Quite the opposite. And you're coming in for a bit of criticism as a result. What happened to you?
No, I do not. I do not advocate for gun control. In light of the Florida shooting, you know, a lot of people reacted emotionally, which is understandable, and there's a lot of people making calls for gun control, but they don't really elaborate what they're asking for. So I think that a lot of the breakdown between people that would be considered on my side and people that would be considered on the other side, a lot of the breakdown is trying to understand each other. So I made a short video that was trying to explain why after these shootings, there isn't just an instant law passed that'll just fix the problem, and that if there is a law passed, that law is going to come with problems. And so I put up the video, and there is a metal blog that has had an issue with me for a long time because I just won't go away, apparently. 20 years of being in the same band and 10 years of these guys dogging me because I won't stop making music is basically the history of it.
You mean to tell me that the inflamed objections of social justice warriors have not been enough to turn you off your lifelong passion and your career? Good heavens! There's me thinking you would crumble, fall over like a pack of jokers. All right,
no,
so look,
you're an inspiring guy.
Do you post? Well, thank you. I call that, by the way, I call that the Ann Coulter thank you. Have you ever noticed when she's paid a compliment? You know, you paid that usually whenever she's paid a compliment on cable news, she'll say thank you. I think we should also now listen. You posted a video trying to build bridges between the people who want all the guns taken away and the people who appreciate what they're for and what they're about. What did you get called? What did you get accused of as a result of this video?
You know, I'm supporting the death of children, and wrongly they said that it was about the NRA and stuff, which, I mean, most of your viewers here would know that the NRA is the result of the people that would vote for gun or not vote for gun control. It's not a cause. The support for the Second Amendment isn't because of the NRA. The support for the Second Amendment created the NRA. So the NRA doesn't make people vote a certain way. It's that people vote this way and the NRA kind of jumps in and says, oh, we'll go ahead and give you a hand to spread your word.
But they, I mean, the left hates the NRA because the NRA is one of the few examples of a truly effective, rich, well put together, beautifully oiled right-wing advocacy group. I mean, we don't have much like that. We have almost nothing. We don't have, I mean, the ACLU, which is supposed to stand up for free speech and the First Amendment, is gone. All the organizations that nominally stand up for American freedoms have gone left. Conservatives have very few, if any other, organizations, aside from the NRA, that stand up for their values.
Totally. I completely agree with you. And this particular issue does go beyond the Second Amendment because it filters into the larger culture war, obviously. I noticed some similarities with all media that you're familiar with from Gamergate, from your experience with Gamergate. And also you see it with the mainstream or legacy media, whatever you want to call them. And they kind of all use the same similar tactics, and that's exactly what this metal blog in particular did to me. They strawmanned the argument and then accused me of terrible things and lied in the Facebook post about it, and it to me it was expected that I wouldn't get any kind of support from these kind of people with these perspectives. I understand that, but when it was just libelous claims about me, when really all I was trying to do was help people to understand why it hasn't. I was just trying to help people understand why there hasn't been an immediate law after one of these terrible shootings. And it's not because people are callous or don't care. It's because it's not as simple as that. And as soon as you start talking about passing laws, you do run into the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, it's beyond just the Second Amendment, because if you're going to go ahead and pass laws that circumvent the Second Amendment, you're going to see these same people looking to pass laws.
They're going
to
come for the first. We're going to go to break in a minute, but I just want to get your... if you can stay with us for another 10 minutes, we'll hold you over a little bit into the next segment. Let me just get your reaction to... there is a metal blog called Metal Sucks. No comment on whether that's connected to the rest of our interview. And they have a manifesto. They have a statement of purpose. And they say, we've never been an unbiased media outlet. Fair enough. Nor do we plan to become one. We believe in progressive values. Okay, fine. Website's coverage extends beyond simply metal. Well, that's because they have aspirations to be great cultural commentators. They're not happy with just talking about riffs anymore. Website's coverage extends. We believe in an artist's right to express political beliefs. Now, hang on. Here's where it starts to go wrong. We believe, says Metal Sucks, in an artist's and our right to express political beliefs through their work. Well, I mean, they do sometimes. They do if it's presumably a communist or a feminist or somebody self-flagellating over white guilt. I imagine not a lot of that happens in the metal business. But what was amazing to me reading this was the comments underneath. The comments underneath from their own readers who are absolutely brutal. They say silence is complicity. We are proud social justice warriors. We will not be bullied. Well, they are the bullies, and they are the people engaging in hate speech. We're going to talk a little bit about that and about the entertainment industry more generally after the break. Phil Labonte from All That Remains, a rare example of somebody who is genuinely, actually successful and famous, who doesn't mind speaking out. We'll be right back. Thanks so much.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. It's me, everybody's favorite pocket homosexual. I'm an acceptable kind of gay because I like guns and the Bible. Right, we're talking to Phil from All That Remains about his experiences speaking out as a defender of the Second Amendment, and we're going to jump straight back into it. Phil, thank you for joining us. Now, various people, and let's be kind and not call them out, but various other, and it does seem to be singers, doesn't it? It's the front men. It's not the bass players or the guitarists or the drummers. There's something about you guys. And, you know, singers are the divas of the band. You know, they've got you and you're constantly posting pictures of, you know, lifting in the gym and all the rest of it. You little prim little divas. You're attention whores, aren't you? Anyway, the singers in metal are starting to feel the pressure, I guess, from journalists, from culture at large. And this happened to, let's say, rock journalism first. Rock journalism, you know, Playboy, Rolling Stone went that way many decades ago. and now they're fully, you know, paid up in the tank, whatever. But singers themselves resisted until relatively recently. I was very disappointed by one of my idols, Marilyn Manson, who, by any other ordinary metrics, you know, by any usual measurement, should have been at least a Trump sympathizer, or at least should have enjoyed the spectacle. Enjoyed the horror and chaos, and should have hated social justice warriors. He did a silly video, and he said silly things, and these singers are going soft and bowing to pressure. Tell us, as somebody who is, you know, one of the princes of that kingdom, what is going on? Why are the heroes of, you know, regular Americans who support their rights to speak their mind and to, you know, shoot their guns, why are our heroes going soft and bending to pressure on, you know, what's effectively conspiracy theories, you know, gun control that won't save a single life? What is happening to your, to your colleagues?
I don't know. I can't speak for anyone else. I do understand that there is a lot of pressure from the media, from, you know, so there is a lot of social pressure to have the correct opinions, the politically correct opinions. Mm-hmm. And when you're dealing with something like this particular shooting and guns in general, I think that it's hard to come up with an actual answer. So when you're kind of expected to say something on it and you don't really have a good answer, it's really tough to be out there and have people asking you and talking about it and be like, palms up, dude, I don't know. You know,
is that what they say in the world?
That's one of my favorite
palms
ones.
Up,
yeah,
dude. Palms up. I don't know. Let me try it again. Palms up, dude. I don't know. Is that good?
Pretty close. there was a little more condescension in your version than I think.
Oh, okay. So I should be like, palms up, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go. Perfect. Exactly. I could be a rock singer. Well, I have to learn to scream. There's the melodic screaming you guys do, which, you know, you can like hold a tune and say words at the same time as horrible eruptions are happening further down your esophagus. It's an entrancing thing to listen to. This is what gets me. This is what's so confusing. This is like the ultimate expression of hyper-masculine aggressiveness. It's fabulous. And then you've got these people doing this, on stage and in their records, and they come off screen and say, oh, yeah, we should have gun control. Yeah, yeah, please take our guns away. What the hell?
I'm not looking to dog anyone out, but they don't... The arguments don't make any sense to me. I don't feel like the arguments for gun control are good arguments, and I feel like we've experimented with an assault rifle ban, and there was no change in gun violence.
We should not use the words of the enemy, by the way. We should avoid the phrase assault. Please don't use the phrase assault rifle, assault weapon. Just stop it. You see, this is it. You know, once you start using their language, you kind of like implicitly accept some of their premises. Because as soon as you use the expression assault weapons or assault rifle, you have to defend it. And it's like, well, it's in the case with assault weapons, you know, there's no evidence. What do you mean assault weapon? Phil.
That's the thing about it, though. But I mean, it's much easier to say an assault rifle than it is to say a magazine-fed semi-automatic gas-operated magazine.
But listen, this is where you're getting it wrong. Feminists don't talk about feminists have this whole language. You know, it's microaggressions, it's patriarchy. So this is like a systematic, encoded expression of white cis. It's designed to exclude. If only gun advocates were a bit more arcane and obscure and difficult. No, if they just were like,
this is a bolt stock X mounted rack, blah, 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 blah.
And you just see liberal journalists go,
That's what I was trying to avoid with the video in the first place. I was trying to help.
No, don't try to help. Stop trying to help. You're not helping. Stop trying to help. You're not going to persuade anybody who doesn't already agree with you. All you have to do is ridicule, bully, demean, and humiliate the enemy into utter and total submission. What are you thinking?
Just hack Nukem, right?
Do to them what you do to your poor vocal cords. It is, of course, the 20th anniversary of All That Remains. Have you founding the band back in the day? You've been in the business for 20 years. Huge successes under your belt. You are, as I said just before we went to break last time, just to pay you one final compliment, and then I promise for the entire rest of the time we know each other, for the next 7 decades, I will do nothing but call you a things I can't say on this show because it's syndicated. But I will do
the
nothing.
Actually, the things that make me feel like I'm endeared to you.
Yes. Like, you're taunting.
Call me a name.
Taunting is how men bond, you know. You know, being mean to each other is how we express our love. And this is why when feminists say, can't you just treat us like you treat each other? I'm thinking to myself, sweetheart, you do not want that. If I treat you like I treat my friends, I'm going to be like pranking you. I'm going to be abusing you. I'm going to be ridiculing you. I'm going to be laughing at you. I'm going to be setting you up to fail. I'm going to have seven people in a bar laughing at, you know, because I heard that your penis was small. You do not want men to treat you like they treat each other. You do not.
No.
Anyway.
And the thing is, we can go off on this for hours and hours. You go ahead and you treat them like that, and then they go to the police. They're like, oh, they to HR.
Well, you see, the women have. You know what? I'm not going to get you into trouble by continuing this discussion because I already know that metal sucks. Imagine reading a blog, and this is the and just to finish up with you, because I know you got to go. You're a busy guy, but. This is a social justice left-wing blog about metal, so it's got a readership of 9. But they call it Metal Sucks. It's like they don't hide their contempt for the art form. It's right there in plain view. Then they say so in this ludicrous manifesto, we will not tolerate hate speech or threats leveled at us or anyone who reads our site, blah, blah, blah. If you disagree with any of the above to the point of intolerance, please feel free to take your readership elsewhere. We will not miss you, or we won't miss you either.
What's intolerance? I mean,
intolerance is Yes, it's disagreeing. Intolerance is disagreeing. Well, I think people will make up their own minds about which side of the debate sit on there. All I think is sad is that even icons in industries that would previously have been utterly immune from social justice and from the pressures of the progressive left seem to be toppling as well. And they topple for the worst of reasons. They topple over emotions. They topple over emotionally charged news stories instead of facts, reason.
Reason and logic.
Well, at least if you're wondering where next to point your ears and your pocketbook, consider All That Remains instead of one of these other cucked metal bands. Phil, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations on your 20th anniversary. 20 years in the business, still on top. And thank you for resisting the seductive entreaties, the siren call. You've strapped yourself to the mast so you can sail past the island unscathed and untainted by social justice corruption. Thank you so much. Thank you very much, and I'm sure we'll see you again. It's remarkable to me. Thank you so much, Phil Labonte. It's remarkable to me how even rock and metal singers. It's all over. It's all over. We've got to create your own culture, folks. You've got to support people who are not mental. Make your own bands and stop paying attention to the crazies of the social justice lunatic universe. Thank you very much. Next hour, I'm sorry, you've got me again. We're going to be looking at some video clips. The left using children. We've got Laura Loomer coming up and a bunch of other stuff. Thank you very much. We will be right back after these messages.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Introduce